Okay.
All right, so this is Rabble Rouser reporting in. I apologize for not calling with live action reporting.
This is your second day, is that right? Third day?
Third, yes.
Okay. Second evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to remind you, the last time we heard from you, there was the first breakout from somewhere, I guess it was a designated protest zone. And the news reports that were heard here were that there had been three breakouts after sometime in the evening, and they had used, there was 17 arrested at that one report that was like this morning. And BBC reported that that rubber bullets had been used, and BBC was the only one, by the way, to report that rubber bullets have been used, and that was at 2 in the morning this morning, 2 in the morning on BBC World Service Radio. So could you give us a update from the first breakout, or what did you experience?
Well, today's gatherings were organized and by liberal factions in Pittsburgh and got permission from the state to have their parade, and I call it a parade because it wasn't a march. It was not a.
Uh-huh.
It was sadly disappointing. There was 10,000 people, and at a halfway point there was a rally, and the speakers at the rally. What made it so awesome was the speakers, who would normally be liberal speakers, would be talking about nonviolence, would be talking about peace, would be talking about joyous celebration in the street. Their language was anger, and their language was we are being occupied, we must reoccupy under our terms, we must take the streets, we must shut the city down, we don't have to listen to these cops, we don't have to do what they say, we don't have to go where they tell us. And it was some of the most invigorating speeches I've heard ever at a march. They reported to us from their comms that UC Berkeley, I believe it was, and UC Santa Cruz, both students occupied both campuses today in solidarity with the University of Pittsburgh students who were violently cordoned off last night in their dorms. There was a military takeover of University of Pittsburgh last night, and I'm not saying that lightly or metaphorically. They literally cordoned off every dorm and had armed military personnel guarding each dormitory door. There was not even an action stemming from the University of Pittsburgh.
Were they preventing the students from leaving their dorms?
Yes, and they were arresting any students or detaining any students outside of the dorms after a certain point. So if you weren't in your dorm and you were trying to get back in, you were detained or arrested. So tonight there was a solidarity action with the students of University of Pittsburgh. It was intended to be a gathering at the university grounds.
Mm-hmm.
It was quickly enveloped by riot cops, and the language that we heard the riot cops using, one cop was being asked by what appeared to be a plainclothes lieutenant, so what are you prepared for, or are you prepared for this? And he said, we're mentally prepared for violence.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed nothing but violence tonight. These are students of the University of Pittsburgh, not necessarily protesters.
Right.
There were also anarchist factions who came to be in solidarity with the students, but there was not a feeling amongst anybody in the park that we were there to inflict any sort of incite anything beyond the solidarity action. And the police did not even use dispersing tactics. They surrounded, cordoned off everything, highly militarized fashion, filing out in an extreme militaristic stance, guns cocked, pointed as soon as they were out of the vehicles. Gave the order to disperse and immediately began using violent tactics.
Was this on the campus or immediately off the campus?
This is on the campus.
On the campus, okay.
Yeah, and
And were they, were these city cops, or were they what
kind?
This
was every hell. Police force in the area. This was city cops, county police, state police, Maryland Police Department. Who else was there? There was Florida. Who? North Carolina.
Crazy.
Yeah, West Virginia.
So they all seem to be cops and not U.S. military, or not that you can tell the difference. I mean, it might be hard.
They appeared to be cops, but there was a large contingent who were in military clothes underneath their turtle suits. but they not only did they cordon off the gathering, but they had rings around in blocks and use them effectively, putting snipers and ground shooters at the end of each block with rubber bullets, and told you to disperse. And if you went if you turned around to walk away, you were facing a firing range and could not go that way. And they would move forward towards you. And then they, at one point, just began trying to block a large group of us into a section where we could not dispersed if we wanted to. Luckily, some of us evaded and escaped thanks to the help of very sympathetic bus drivers. The bus drivers in Pittsburgh are very sympathetic with our cause. They do not like the police. They've said this repeatedly. And they were very sympathetic and helpful escorting us. That one bus driver today even gave every protester free rides away from one of the actual...
Were there any... Did you hear any shots fired tonight?
Yes, there were many rubber bullets fired. There was OC gas. They got the go ahead to use all riot tactics. They were acting as if this was a riot. This was not. I want to make this very clear.
Uh-huh.
This was not an action. This was not a riot. This was a police military takeover. There was no movement in the street. This was not a riot in any way. Unfortunately. Because at least if it were, we would have had some wins. But this was a complete and utter military takeover, and not just of the campus. They've extended it to a large portion of the Oakland area of Pittsburgh. Completely cordoned off streets, highly militarized. You can hear the helicopter. I am a good 5 miles away, and you can hear the helicopters. You can hear sirens. You can hear the LRADs.
So there's still stuff going on.
Yes, they're still chasing people around the streets for no reason. Hmm. The police are attempting to create a greater situation than was originally there, and that's fine. They can they have their reasons to do what they do because they're pigs. But what I saw tonight was not just police action. What I saw tonight was highly militarized action. Hmm. It was done in a military fashion, as if they were planning to take over from the very outset in a military fashion to occupy the campus. No one was intended to get out of there tonight.
Uh-huh. Now, press reports again at last night said it was the BBC said it was as few as 300 were involved in the breakout before they alleged the rubber bullets were being used on the crowd. Then there was another press report that it was like possibly 2,000. Crowd estimates are always squirrely. It's very hard to do it. But what was your gathering tonight? What do you guesstimate on that?
My guess tonight would be that there was approximately 500 to 750 students gathered in, students and solidarity action gathered in the Schindler Plaza. There was also collectively probably around 1,000 people on the outsides who were acting as observers, watching the action go down, getting on their cell phones. And all of those people as well were blocked in by riot police. I do want to say that this has been a really successful set of actions the last couple of days, and I want to say that the largest, if there was an award of such, my greatest amount of gratitude, and everybody's here, should go out to two groups. the medics were really strong, but more so, and the people who I feel did the hardest work for the longest amount of time, really setting up the infrastructure and really pulling us all through this, was those anonymous comrades who led up the charge of running comms. The communications here was so brilliant, in fact, that last night, listening to police scanner that was being pirated online, mm-hmm. you could hear the police's exasperation and their shock that we had taken over their communications. And they said, repeatedly, police on the scanners were saying the anarchists really have are really using Twitter efficiently, and they're listening to our scanners. We have anarchists listening to on our police scanners, and they eventually had to cease use completely of the scanners. Their radio frequencies they could not safely use them without being infiltrated by the anarchist communications, and they had to switch to using cell phones. So this is a decentralized organization of people who completely shut down military and police communications.
They had to resort to using the people's communication.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny trick about that is, you know, they're usually the ones monitoring every move we make, and they do, but turning violence from top down to bottom up, it becomes such a shock to the system that they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Now,
I do want to say, and you can edit this if you want, but we really those comrades really did fuck shit up for the police in a serious way.
I'm not going to edit this. You know how I work. So listen, there's another thing, an interesting contradiction on another broadcast was that people, merchants in Pittsburgh, they did say there were some windows smashed. They didn't say what businesses or anything. However, they interviewed a businessman in Pittsburgh who said, I guess he was down there, and he says, you know, these idiots, he's referring to the city government, who told us that this was going to be a great bonanza of trade. We were going to be business. Tourists are going to want to come. People were going to come. He says, I had to pay for the plywood to put over my window, and then they forced me to shut my business down because of the protest. So it sort of turned into the opposite what the city of Pittsburgh, you know, the way they sold G20 to the local merchants.
Absolutely. We're dealing with a once economically booming city that was a monster of industry in this country. Right. This was one of the largest populations of secure working class people in the country. Within 30 years, that has completely disappeared, creating in its wake a generational a crisis. These were generations of people who had job security, who built this town, who built this city and created it for what it is, and now they have nothing. Neighborhoods are in shambles all around. What was once strong, upper middle class to middle class, working class neighborhoods are now in shambles. Things are falling apart. People are poor, and they're pissed. And we have, I will tell you this right now, we have gotten more support from this community than any city I've ever been in for an action.
And you have been too. You were in Denver. I know from past work with you, you were in Denver, and you were at St. Paul at the Democrat convention and the Republican convention of 2007 or 8, right?
I was not in St. Paul, no. I was in Denver. Now, Denver was such a crushing defeat for us that I couldn't make it to St. Paul financially and spiritually. I was crushed. However, I've been all over the country.
You've been a lot of
two actions over the last 15 years. And this city, I've never before received so many high fives. I've never before had bus drivers sympathize and not beyond sympathize, go out of their way to help us, call us baby and sweetheart. And really, people are really pulling together here, and they're not blaming the protesters. And on the news, they got one toothless guy downtown to say that the protesters are ruining the city of Pittsburgh. But every other person that you'll talk to on the street says it's the cops. We want the cops out of our town, period.
Yeah.
We want the cops out, like all of them. And it's been pretty amazing. The city of Pittsburgh really, really did pull through. But people need to be aware that this is not a special event. This is not some sort of. Derek, can you jump to that? This is not an occasion that is a rare occasion. This is going, Obama said it himself, get used to it. This is the way of the future. Global capitalism is here, and protests aren't going to change that. And if this is a representation of global capitalism, the people of this country and of every country really need to start banding together. Today on the bus, I sat in front of two 65-year-old women who came all the way up from Miami for this, and they were glowingly telling us how much they love and support the Black Bloc because we are the front line of offense. We are the ones who push back. And these are two 65-year-old women with peace signs around their neck.
Right, exactly.
And they're not condemning us. This is a divisive idea that people have had for years that they're not condemning us. People need to start understanding and joining into the streets because this must be stopped. And this is not something that's going to go away. This is not something that's going to happen to a few people in Pittsburgh. This is something that we're going to see popping up all over the country. I could guarantee you.
No, there's
as
people.
This economic climate drops.
Oh, there's people.
Guarantee you.
We just had a long meeting with about a half dozen people out here just 2 days ago about the idea that how bad it would be if Blackwater moved in to Jefferson County. You know, what a bad idea. Well, first it would be for them, and how pissed off. But they're actually anticipating that kind of bullshit going on from above. And you know, we're sorting out who's who. You know, who would go along with that here, and who wouldn't go along with that. And I'm with you on that. It shouldn't be a divisive issue when you have a police state brazenly out in the open, taking over people's sovereignty. You know, I think that's totally with it. I'm with it.
I want to say real quick that when it comes to the violence of the protesters that a lot of your listeners are going to hear about and see about, people need to understand that resistance is resistance. There's no good resistance and there's no bad resistance. Resistance is resistance and it's going to take many forms, but when violence is brought to resistors, if the resistors do not stand their ground, then we have lost. And not saying that everybody has to be violent, but we must support those who are. We must support those willing to fight back and bash back. We must.
Yeah. Well, I always believe in fighting for creative nonviolence. So, let me close this because we're getting into a 10-minute, and I won't be able to send it to you. Hold on just a minute. And by the way, I'll close. I want to make sure. I listened to Glenn Beck this morning on AM radio. And he dedicated at least the first 30 to 45 minutes just going on and on and on about the anarchists. And it was really pathetic to hear this guy bleeding going on and on. It was pathetic to hear him going on about the...
Well, John Oliver from The Daily Show came out and put on a Black Bloc mask and did recording with us in the middle of the block.
Really?
You know what, Glenn Beck?
Yeah.
You're a coward, and I'll fight you any goddamn day of the week.
Right on. I agree.